Fridays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A suspect's been taken into custody at a barbershop in the deaths of a husband and wife at a state park in the South.
Arkansas State Police special agents have arrested James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder.
Colonel Mike Hager, the couple's two young daughters, escaped. South Korea is the latest country to reach a tariff deal with the Trump administration a day before the president's new levies kick in.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
A second day of testimonies ahead in the crash of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger plane in January that killed 67 people. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy testified on Capitol Hill yesterday.
It's always easy for people to focus on there was a pilot error here. We don't know. We're going to look. But it's possible there was zero pilot error here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The poor air quality of yesterday continues into today. Primary pollutants in the air are at an unhealthy level due to wildfire smoke across much of central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the air quality index is expected to continue at unhealthy levels through Thursday. By Friday, they're predicting levels will drop to unhealthy for sensitive groups. For now, everyone is advised to keep outdoor activity shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Sensitive groups should consider moving all activities inside. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. Joanne Krulantz reports.
The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law.
Health officials monitor beach conditions regularly throughout the summer season. Currently, most beaches in our area have a safe rating, though one is closed in Marathon County. Mission Lake County Park Beach is closed due to a sewage spill on the west side of the beach. It is not safe for swimming. You can check conditions of lakes before you swim on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Unfortunately, most all of us know someone who's been touched by cancer. On our next show, we'll be at WRCE in Richland Center to talk Walk with Grace, a great benefit for those who are suffering.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
On this Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, good morning. It is 7:06. It is nice to have you here. Back up north, we've got Parker Olson producing the show down in Madison Studio A2, and we've got meteorologist Brittany Merlot here as well. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm hostile. I'm grumpy because my coffee mug, which today's one is the mug that says I am silently correcting your grammar, is empty. Ooh. I normally fill it up during the 7 o'clock news, and we just got to chatting throughout the entire news break about things like the beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Bottom line, don't care. don't know enough about it and don't care. But then that got me to say, by the way, in my defense, this is not a rap thing. There's that other big beef, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. Don't care. Don't know. Don't know what brought it up.
Me neither.
Celebrities having beefs doesn't move me. Other people, it moves them a lot. You know, I've got Tony up in Ashland was saying that he was all in on the Drake Kendrick Lamar beef. So many songs, so quick, and all very high quality, and noted that he is on Team Kendrick. When I mentioned Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, he texted in, that one I don't care about. And for the end of Lasagna Awareness Month, Robin Tigerton, he did, in fact, have lasagna. He had it for dinner, what was it, on Tuesday, I think? Yeah, there it is, Tuesday, after work. But Alicia says, I didn't have any lasagna all month. As part of Lasagna Awareness Month, although she said, in my defense, lasagna gives me heartburn. So it's okay. It's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
John says hello from Colorado on Facebook. Hi, nice to have you along here. And let's get to what Brittany's here for. Tony Nashland saying the weather here is unsafe, not cloudy, not cloudy, just unsafe. The Canadian wildfire smoke is back, and it is back with a vengeance. Up here, I don't know how much across the state it spreads, but it is just a very gray morning here. And it just, I mean, even if you're young and healthy, it's just the environment is just not, it's suboptimal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, I am getting headaches. You know, the second you step outside, you can kind of feel it in your chest sometimes too at certain points. Yeah. All of these different things. Burning eyes, watery eyes. Oh, it's terrible. I mean, statewide, we're all in the red. In fact, there are some very unhealthy levels right now into Door County, up into parts of northeastern areas of the Northwoods. But this thing is widespread statewide throughout Minnesota, the UP, the state of Michigan, all of Michigan on the other side of the lake. So it is just engulfing us right now, and it's pretty brutal. It does start to lift north as we go through this afternoon and evening. Now, I don't know exactly how fast that's going to happen. The alert and advisory expires at noon. I'd say it might linger here a little bit, but again, today it is still stuck here. Should be gone by tomorrow. We are looking at right now still fog, too, in some places north into Eagle River and Merrill. About low 40s far north right now to mid-60s down south in the state. And we've got some breezy winds. That's going to help kick and mix out this wildfire smoke as we go through the afternoon. They will be gusting around 15 to 30 miles per hour, prompting a beach hazard statement out on Lake Michigan. So those waves are going to be climbing up to 4 to 6 feet. She's going to be angry out there. She already is, actually. Dangerous currents. So stay away from those beaches. I wouldn't get in there if I were you. Plus, the temperatures are nice and refreshing. No need to really do that. Low to mid 70s today, statewide, all of us. The wildfire smoke clears, more and more sunshine. Otherwise, it's going to be hazy out there. And of course, we are looking at comfortable conditions, dry conditions, as we close out the rest of this week. So this high pressure system is doing some good, but it's also the reason why this wildfire smoke is here.
Yeah, without a doubt. More from Robin Tigerton. Good morning. It's partly cloudy and 53. I mowed 3 yards in Tigerton yesterday, and I've got 3 yards in rural areas of Tigerton today. The sky reminded me of the skyline of Los Angeles, hazy, and you could smell the smoke. That it does. It has a very smog-like look to it, which, again, is smoke and fog. But, you know, the kind of smog in L.A. was also, like, air pollution-related. And this is definitely much more just about the, you know, the smoke instead. Let's see. And Rob did remind us that he had lasagna the other day. Oh, here. He says, the corn is tasseling nicely in the Tigerton area. So the warm and humid weather we had in most of July has done wonders for the corn crop. That is very true.
That's good.
And that's
good
what we like to hear.
Yeah. And there's also, he said you can smell the smoke, especially those of us who have to work outside. Wisconsin has dangerous health levels from the wildfire smoke. And Alicia saying, this makes me feel so bad for the folks up in Canada. It's got to be so bad for them right now. Because not just the smoke, but the flames, the fire that, you know, is, you know, destroying houses and you know, ruining lives up there. It's just very unfortunate. And
very scary stuff.
We can only hope that it doesn't last too much longer, that they get the precipitation that they need. Brittany, we'll get an updated forecast from you in an hour. Thank you so much. Talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, a reminder, you can sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. And if you include our Sunday morning newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, it'll include a summary of the week in Wisconsin politics and a question of the week. This week, it's about cryptocurrency. Is it the future? Is it a scam? Is it a fad? Is it too soon to tell? And tomorrow on this fine program, you can get tickets to a future Brewers game. It'll be Free Ticket Friday, and we will give you a keyword tomorrow that you will text us using the Civic Media app. You're going to use the Civic Media app to text it because you're tech savvy that way. And on your phone, not only can you text us stuff through the Civic Media app, but you can get baseball tickets. And then you can use those tickets on your phone to get into American Family Field. If all of that describes you, then be part of Free Ticket Friday tomorrow. Get that keyword, text it in, win the tickets. It's a statewide drawing. And I'm telling you a day in advance so you can plan for this. The tickets we're giving away tomorrow, Friday, are for the next Friday, when the Brewers are at home against the New York Mets. That's a Friday evening game of next week. So if you are interested in potentially winning those tickets, as was done recently by Jim in Brookfield, enter tomorrow. I don't know what else to tell you here. We were talking during the break about, Jim in Brookfield won this week's tickets. Well, last Friday's tickets. And we just wanted to know. I mean, we know he listens throughout the day. And we just want to know, did he win it from listening to our show? Was it the keyword from someplace else? And Jim texts in, I did send in 4 different keywords, one for Pat, one for Jane and Greg, one for Todd's show, one for Maggie's show. And we're very appreciative of that.
We are.
But he also wrote in, he brought his family. It was the Cubs, and there was a leadoff home run. And he said the leadoff home run by the Cubs was an eye-opener for my wife, who couldn't figure out why more than half the crowd was cheering loudly. She hadn't been to what some Chicagoans call Wrigley North. But despite the loss, we had a good time. And that's the bottom line. That's what we want to see.
That's true. It is. You know, it's hard to look at the bright side of things sometimes, Pat. I'm glad you can for me.
I can see the bright side of things, through the smoke. Basically where,
you got to squint a little, but it's there.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to be talking to the leader of a national media group that is putting up billboards in Wisconsin and other parts of the country, doing something that you probably, I don't want to say take for granted, but you already know this detail about the big Trump mega bill, the one that, Derek Van Orden and all the other Republicans in Wisconsin voted for. That, it makes these massive cuts to programs. Some say, those are massive cuts in spending. That's what we got to do is we got to cut our spending. It does not cut spending. it takes those cuts that would come to you and to your neighbors and to your family and gives them to millionaires and billionaires in the form of tax cuts. It's that simple, but a lot of folks still don't know that yet. And so that's what led to the billboard campaign, and we will talk to somebody who is leading the group and leading the effort to do that coming up a little later this hour. A reminder that coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She is a candidate for governor, and she will be stopping by in our 8 o'clock hour tomorrow to talk to us more about her decision to run for governor, what it's been like serving with Governor Evers these past 4 years, her career as a nurse, and more of what drives her, what drove her to go into public service. She was not planning to be a state legislator and then lieutenant governor and then a candidate for governor. But she has a good story about what prompted her to make this career turn, and you'll hear all about it tomorrow morning in our 8 o'clock hour. By the way, the billboards that we're talking about in our next half hour, they're not the only communication out there with voters about the votes taken by Van Orden and others. This from Wispolitics, the League of Conservation Voters and House Majority PAC, that's a Democratic group, are targeting Congressman Van Orden as part of a new $700,000 digital buy that's been knocking Republicans over their support for the mega bill. The group says it'll run on digital platforms in 10 other districts besides Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District during the August recess. They didn't break down how much they plan to spend per district, so we don't know how much of that is being spent on ads targeting Van Orden. When we say digital platforms, it means, you know, right before you watch a video on YouTube or on Facebook or even your games. I still play Words with Friends. Sherry and I send words back and forth, and sometimes you get a little commercial between the games, and usually it's for one of those goofy other games like Royal Match or something like that, but sometimes they're actual commercials. And more political groups are putting ads on every one of these digital platforms to target people who otherwise would not be news consumers. And so that's what you're seeing here. And in this particular campaign, the spot targeting Van Orden says that the plan takes Medicaid away from millions of Americans and removes clean energy from the electric grid just to provide a tax cut for the wealthy. The narrator says everything costs too much already, and Congressman Van Orden just voted to make it even worse. Now, Van Orden, to his credit, is not yet saying, you know, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to be taking away all these jobs. I didn't mean to be taking away all these people's health care. He is instead sticking to his guns of saying that, you know, there are no Medicaid cuts in here that go to citizens and people who've earned them. And it's an amazing level of either delusion or cynicism that prompts that. And there's going to be a lot to be said to voters over these next, you know, however many months, 15 months or so, about what the actual case is with this mega bill. Also from Wispolitics, the Dane County Republican Party says it has filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics against Congressman Mark Pocan over business that his print shop has received from campaigns, including his own. But here's the thing, because Derek Van Orden brought this up last week, talking to Pocan, accusing him of, you know, funneling money from his campaign to buy signs from his company. But here's the thing. In the Wispolitics report, it notes the claims being made by the Dane County Republican Party in the announcement are contradicted by publicly available records from the Federal Election Commission. In other words, a lot of folks are just going to hear the first line of the news story. The Dane County Republican Party says it has filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics against Congressman Mark Pocan over business his print shop has received from campaigns. And some people are going to think, ooh, that sounds shady. So hopefully most media outlets, as they're sharing this, will also make clear that the claims are made up and that they are contradicted by Federal Election Commission records that you can go get and you can go look at right now. Anybody can file a complaint. Hopefully responsible newsrooms are putting that complaint in perspective because it's fiction. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll be talking more about that billboard campaign about tax cuts for billionaires coming up at 7:35. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 30th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're joined by Promise Bach, and she is our good friend from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Always good to see you, Promise. How you been?
Good. Good to see you, too.
Appreciate the time, and appreciate everything you and the Chamber does. It's been a really, from my perspective and the people that I get to talk to in town here, really successful summer for you guys at the Chamber. Yes. You guys have done some awesome work. Everything seems to have been going very well over there, and there's just been nothing but positive community response from me and what people that I have come in. And I always, I've been told by a couple of people, including my mother, to make sure I tell you guys this, because you're doing good work over there. We appreciate it. Let's talk about some of that work that you have coming up, Promise. I see that Lunch by the River, right around the corner, of course. We're going to be celebrating that tomorrow, and we got some great ones. We're going to tell everybody about the details of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lunch by the River tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Park. This week's sponsor are Billerud and Prevail Bank, so we're super excited to have them down there with their booths. They'll probably be giving away a little swag.
Yeah,
stop in there and check out what they have to offer, and you know, learn a little bit more about their company too while you're
there. Definitely, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Really smart. I've heard from the groups how much they are able to get questions that they don't hear usually, because people are right there face to face and even thinking of it in the moment. So,
Yeah, and then tomorrow, I'm excited for this one. Jackson Taylor will be our entertainment tomorrow. So if you haven't heard him yet or the group yet, just come on down and listen to them. They're great music. I love their music.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Got to get them on the air with us. They're really good, man.
And then we'll have food trucks down there per usual. There's a variety every other week. Kind of depends on who's available. So we'll have multiple food trucks down there as well. I just want to shout out to our presenting sponsor, Enbridge, and our Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic. Thank you so much for your sponsorships this summer. We wouldn't have been able to have such a successful Lunch by the River this summer without all of our sponsors.
Yeah, you talk about businesses that go above and beyond. Every one of them you've mentioned are already today. Our whether it's our Belarus or Prevail Bank, Edridge, we talk about all the time, and certainly we're pretty pretty friendly with Crockett Septic around here. We really appreciate our friends over there. Yeah. When you hear us say the mantra buy local, support local, these are the kind of things we're talking about. Right, these are people that are putting into their community, helping us do good work around here, and whether it's the chamber or us here at the studios, we appreciate them. And keep up the great work, and we'll keep promoting you guys because we love talking about them. And when it comes to the food trucks, Promise, I've been asked this in the past. If I'm a person out there listening and I run a food truck or I know somebody that does and I would love to be a part of things, even this summer, can you still like join the things with the chain? If there's room, could how would they do that?
So if you own or operate a food truck and you're interested in getting a little bit more exposure, Lunch by the River is a really great way to like kind of dip your toes into the community. We always welcome more vendors. If we get too full, then we'll just, you know, have to slim it down a little bit. But if you're interested, I would definitely reach out to Lacey Alling over there at the chamber.
Yeah.
And she can be directly contacted at 715-422-4859. This year we had a couple of new food trucks that came down to Lunch by the River and those went really well. So if you have a different kind of like food offering, people really love the big variety. So we're really excited to learn more, about different food trucks that are kind of like entering the scene lately.
Yeah, we're really fortunate in this area. We've got so many great ones. We want to have them all down there, have as many as we can. And that variety, you guys do a great job of giving something for everybody down there.
Yeah.
Check out Lunch by the River every Thursday while we got them here this summer. They're going from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. We'll meet you down there, everyone. Gathered by the Band Show, another great event coming up August 12th, Promise.
Yeah, so this one's very similar to Lunch by the River, except it only happens once a month. So the last one will be happening on August 12th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Rome Town Center. This one has grown exponentially since last year. Lacey has done a really great job at getting, you know, food trucks and entertainment and then even games down there. So you can bring the kiddos down there and play some yard games. And pretty excited about that one. It's grown. It's been really great, greatly attended. This one is presented by Visit Rome, and the sponsors for August 12th is U.S. Bank, and so they'll have a little booth out there, and they'll probably have, like, cool little swag things, too.
Yeah.
I love visiting those booths. You never really know what you're going to get.
Absolutely. Always visit booths, people. Yes.
The food for Gathered by the Bandshell on August 12th will be Chatterbox Catering. If you haven't tried Kathy's food yet.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Head on down there and check it out. I really love the food that she has on her truck. And she's just been really, really great with us this year, too.
Yeah.
Entertainment is Bob Allen.
Nice.
He's
Bob's a local favorite. Yeah. He's great. Bob's awesome.
Yes. And then thank you to our season sponsors, Sand Valley and Coldwell Banker Advantage.
Once again, a big shout out to all of those sponsors and people helping make this happen. I love that Lacey has taken the ball and run with it with this one. That particular area, and you know this better than I do, probably, Promise, when I get to have the Visit Rome board on and talking about the Rome area or people from Sand Valley on and talking about how that area has blown up so much in the last 10, 15 years, it's only going up.
Yep.
It's not going down anytime soon. And even if it does, it's going to center on where it is. It's not going to get any smaller.
Right.
That's something very new to people in this area, that area, which has always been considered a kind of hidden gem in a lot of ways. It's not so hidden anymore.
Right.
And with whether it's we're talking the airport, the golf course, or any of these things, or just the location itself. So to do these events and to put a little more time into them sees that you guys are in tune with the community, that you understand this, and to see these sponsors getting behind it sees that they see you guys are doing something cool over there.
Yeah,
that's great. I know that we're wrapping up this season. But I look forward to seeing what comes about next year with this one. And we'll talk about Rendezvous in the Park a little bit later, but very similar with that, too, where these are both communities that are thriving, doing well, and having these events there are kind of a little bit of a calling card about that, a little bit of showing of that, hey, look at how good these things are going here and stuff. And the community is enjoying the events and looking at it as a very similar thing.
Yes.
It's cool. It's a great combination. Yeah. If people want to be a part of Gathered by the Bandshell, we'll give them information on that one. Or do you want to go ahead and take it now? Lacey's number is a little different.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we are getting ready to start filling those, you know, spots for next year. Yeah. So if you want to jump the gun and get on the list right away, you reach out to Lacey Alling at 715-422-4859. Or you can also shoot her an email.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today, and there are a few things you need to know before you go. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're visiting with Tess Kirkson. She's the communications director with the Wisconsin State Fair. She reminds us when and how we can watch the livestock shows that often start before the rest of the fair opens to the public.
Yes, you definitely need to check out, of course, the new dairy building. We've been talking a lot about it, but take a look at the schedule for the day, especially if you're coming to see a certain exhibitor, and make sure you know the show time. Make sure you know that that gate opens at 6 a.m. and which gates open later at around 8 or 9 a.m. because the fair park really doesn't get rolling until about 10 a.m. So you're going to find a lot of vendors that are much closer to the ag buildings and the ag barns, like Big Sky Country, that they serve breakfast. The Wisconsin Product Pavilion opens early to serve breakfast. So those locations are always so key when it comes to those early ag shows.
Visit our podcast page for more details on admission and parking with Tess Kirkson, communications lead at the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is going on today through August 10th in West Allis. We'll see you there.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, the team here at the station agrees. Food is a primary highlight at the fair, especially at the Wisconsin State Fair, where you can find incredibly unique foods. Are they all delicious? Well, that's for you to find out. We did get a look at the best of both worlds during the Sporky's competition. The Sporky's encourages State Fair vendors to create next-level foods for all ages. And, drumroll please, here are your winners. In third place, Mexican Street Corn Pizza from Charlie's Pizza. At number two, Brat Rangoon from Wurst Bar. And the number one fair food you've got to try, the Butter Banana French Toast Lumpia from Lumpia City. Find these foods wherever you see a 13-foot Golden Sporks statue. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
There's no shortage of ways to describe the ways in which the Trump mega bill is predominantly geared toward corporations and the very wealthy. There is a massive cut to the corporate income tax rate that is made permanent. There have been multiple analyses on the bill that show that, for example, the people in the bottom 20% of earners will see a 0.5% increase in their after-tax income compared to about five times that amount for people in the top 20%. But not everybody knows that. And so that's what led to a discussion that I held yesterday with a gentleman who runs a group that's putting up billboards all around the country, including here in Wisconsin. Let's visit now with Faz Shakir. He's the founder and executive director of the media organization, More Perfect Union. Faz, thank you for being here, by the way. Let's start with a description of what More Perfect Union is.
Well, Pat, we launched this thing in 2021. And we're a media organization of, by, and for working class people to tell the stories of economic justice through their lens. You know, when I launched in 2021, I had just come off of managing Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. And I felt that there was a challenge of trying to tell the stories of real working class lives in this environment in which we feel like the perspectives of the wealthy is really captured in a lot of traditional media outlets. So if you're watching CNBC or reading the Wall Street Journal, they're really often telling you the perspective of the C-suite, the executives, the big shareholders. And you know, my frustration has long been, but what about like if you're an Amazon worker who's organizing? What if you're a national park ranger who's having to go about your job and the struggles of what you're trying to deal with in this modern economy? So the goal of the organization is just tell the stories of working class people and try to tie those to solutions.
Well, and we were just noting on our show yesterday, on Wednesday, that is the 60th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid, and the number of Amazon workers and McDonald's workers and Walmart workers who are also on Medicaid is astonishing. And I don't think people are necessarily aware of it. Similarly, the billboards you're putting up tell a story for something that I think some of us take for granted, but many people still don't know about the budget cuts in the Trump mega bill. And how they're not necessarily savings. This is essentially a transfer of wealth. Is that pretty much the story behind the billboards?
They are takings, right, Pat? So that's right. And so the billboards that you're referring to say, we make, they take. And the takings that we're referring to here are Medicaid, people on Medicaid who are working. I mean, the great mythology, as you're referencing, is that somehow people on Medicaid, Medicare are not working, or haven't earned these benefits. The real truth of them is if you work 20 hours at Dollar General, right, who's stopping you from working 40, 45 hours at Dollar General? It's often Dollar General. The bosses are. A lot of workers are trying to get to a place where they're earning more and having more benefits. If you're driving Uber 30 hours a week, Uber isn't giving you health care. They aren't giving you retirement benefits. So a lot of these major corporations are saddling the federal government with the responsibility of providing health care, providing any degree of retirement to working class people, and they're making billions of dollars. So in our view, here you got a bill that says, well, we're going to give tax breaks to the richest in this country because they are the great creators of our economy. They need more money. And what they have been doing with this money is literally taking away health care and retirement. That is what Amazon kind of created, right? As in the modern economy, is we're going to have thousands of workers and none of them will have health care. None of them will have decent retirement benefits. So they are literally taking now at this stage the actual little health care that many of these workers had.
Well, it's like I was saying for the Medicaid anniversary, there's 71 million Americans on it. And a lot of Republicans say, well, see how big that number is. So many people that say their income is low enough to qualify for Medicaid, which to me begs the question, then why don't we do something if so many Americans make so little that they qualify for Medicaid? This is as much a wage problem as it is a healthcare issue.
And an easy solution that's frustrated me for a long time is you want to compel McDonald's, which has tons of franchisees. Again, it's a problem with having a major corporation that is largely executed through franchises. You have Uber, you have Amazon, you have Dollar General, a lot of these, Walmart, a lot of these companies that are billions of dollars in profits. And why not compel them? You have to provide healthcare to your employees. You have to provide a retirement benefit to your point. You remember, Pat, just a few decades ago where that was the assumption. If you were going to go work at a major corporation, you were going to get a decent benefit that raised the standards of everyone. And now, of course, you know, you got union busting all over the place. You got companies trying to exploit workers in every which way possible. And now they are refusing to provide even the basic minimum of what you need to live. And now you're right that there's been a transfer, right? So the federal government's owning more and more of this responsibility. And now the Republicans say, well, oh, it's just growing so much. We have to take it away. Well, you could compel the corporations of America, provide health care to your employees. This would solve a major problem.
The billboard campaign was announced to be launched across 9 states, including boards in Milwaukee. Is that still the case, or has the campaign changed at all since the initial rollout?
No, you got it right, Pat. We're going to try to be as many places as we can, trying to tell a story that's more than just the anti-Trump perspective. I think a lot of people got that, right? That Trump has a certain vision and ideology, and he's executed now this twice, right? First tax bill, now second tax bill, this first term, now second term. So I think people got that sense. But what we're trying to do is also make sure that there's a narrative and a story of who is benefiting. And it's not just Donald Trump, right? It's the beneficiaries are these wealthy people that you see. And we mentioned, you know, Musk is one of them. Bezos is another. Zuckerberg. These are the people who've really thrown in with Trump and are now getting the return of their business model thriving under Donald Trump.
And yeah, those billboards, they do have the different billionaire CEOs. You mentioned Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos. Peter Thiel from PayPal is on there as well. Have they essentially made themselves the public face of this transfer of wealth? I mean, do you feel, I think Elon Musk is a pretty easy one because of his role with the Trump administration. But between the four of them on there, do you feel like that creates the best narrative for the middle class who drive by these billboards to understand the way wealth is moving toward those four individuals, among others?
Well, at least three of them, you'll remember, you know, Elon and Bezos and Zuckerberg were sitting right behind Donald Trump as he was inaugurated. They volunteered that we, you know, the billionaire class, are throwing in with this guy and are so proud of it that we're going to sit right here and feel like we have a degree of ownership over the direction of this country. And to my mind, it's trying to pull this a little bit out of the partisan politics. I would hope that more people see and understand the major problem we have is, you know, Bezos would love to buy the Democratic Party too, right? It isn't just like he's got the opportunity with the Republican Party because they got the trifecta, the presidency, the Republican Senate, and the Republican House. So that's where he's going to be spending his money, his effort, his energies to try to extract gains for himself. But if the tides were to turn, he would also love, and has in the past, given money to try to purchase, you know, a direction of a Democratic side or any other side. And it's the job of people who want to serve in public office to operate with integrity and fight for people beyond themselves. That is really, to my mind, the meaning of being in public life, that you are willing to use power and authority to fight for other people besides yourself. And we are in a state, sadly, Pat, where like there's a lack of integrity. The corruption of a system, both politically and economically, is at heightened levels. And I think we're all hunting and searching for the people who want to be willing to take on powerful actors, know that it's going to be painful, but do it with integrity on behalf of actual working class folks.
We're talking with Faz Shakir. He's the founder and executive director of the media organization More Perfect Union, which has launched a billboard campaign in Wisconsin and other states about the Trump mega bill and the tax cuts for billionaires. This is not your first billboard campaign, if I'm not mistaken, that you've also called out the Doge cuts earlier. And do you already have something in mind for where you're going from here to keep these issues top of mind for Americans as they see these billboards?
Yeah, well, in my view, you know, a lot of these billboards have been put up in places that are, you know, we'll call red or purple, at least, you know, places where they are not core Democratic voters. They're trying to speak to people who may have voted a different way. And the first billboards that you mentioned were about the cuts to national park rangers and national park staff and really unnecessary, heinous efforts to attack people who, in my mind, serve as the best ethos of America. And I was talking about integrity with you before, Pat, right? That here's National Park Service staff whose job, they don't make tons of money off these jobs. They do these to improve your standard of living as you come into a national park. National parks are available to all people, regardless of income. Great thing that we want to maintain. And yet Doge said, oh, this is a place we want to go after. And I thought when we did the first billboard campaign, there were a lot of Republicans concerned, say, hey, you know, I like Donald Trump. I like some of the things he's doing. This is a step way too far for me. And I'm trying to own that persuasion mindset in this moment. I can appreciate and respect that people will vote for Trump, vote for Republicans for a whole host of reasons. But I want to explain it. On the issues of class and who fights for working people, it is, in my view, the issue of our time. And it is the issue that is often least covered in, through traditional media, thanks to you and others who are trying to do it through alternative forms of media. And it requires like having a, you know, trying to get messages through to folks who, because they aren't ordinarily going to see it. They aren't ordinarily going to hear about, oh, you know, Doge cuts on national park staff, or they're not going to hear about, oh, Jeff Bezos is making out like a robber baron with his tax bill. I want to make sure, you know, as we get through the course of the next, you know, few years, that class-based conversations are had.
And it's beyond the billboards as well. I note that on your YouTube channel, it notes that you're an Emmy-winning nonprofit newsroom. You can go to More Perfect Union on YouTube and see all the other multimedia ways that you're trying to get this message out.
That is the principal way we try to get this message out. I have a staff of 35 people, and we do journalism every day. We're all over the country trying to tell stories of, you know, data centers right now, for instance. They're taking over a lot of communities and towns, pilfering the water, pilfering electricity, raising energy costs on working class people. Also, all just so Elon Musk can create Grok, or, you know, that we can have some kind of AI chatbot. You know, like really to screw with workers that in that way, we really have a fundamental problem of too few actors have way too much power. And you see this particularly in big tech with the onset of AI. And our job at More Perfect Union is just to make sure we are telling the stories from those who are getting screwed right now, and to suggest there could be a different way, a better way.
Apart from the YouTube channel, is there anything else that you would like to motivate people to do if they see the billboards, if they see the videos?
Well, I'd love for them to sign up on our email list. I mean, if you go to perfectunion.us, you'll see our website there, and you can sign up for our email list there. And then also all our other channels. We're on TikTok, Instagram, all the major platforms. And thankfully, we're doing quite well with views and, you know, growing very well at this point in time. But I would love even more support, please.
Pat Shakir, founder and executive director of More Perfect Union. Thank you again for your time. We appreciate it.
You're kind to have me. Thank you, Pat.
A couple of more notes on, again, the impact of this bill on taxes, because we've talked so much about in generalities. But here are the numbers as the bill has been studied. From the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, nearly 60% of the tax cut benefits go to the top 20% of incomes. So 60% of the benefits going to people earning $217,000 and above, you know, millionaires and billionaires. And then Penn Wharton looked at a budget model with an impact on lifetime income. Once you figure in the effect of cuts to Medicaid and food assistance, households in the bottom 20% will experience a lifetime value of loss of $27,500. By contrast, in the top 20%, they will gain value of $65,000. And then what about the folks right in the middle? Well, you'll get a slight, maybe $500 benefit lifetime from the tax cuts. But if you need any of those programs that are being cut, you are going to be out of luck. A local update is next for some of you. Others, some more news and notes from here on Lake Wissota across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Southwood County YMCA is the place where there is always something going on for every age. August has some exciting programs like youth high school gymnastics, parkour, crafting club, archery, and so much more. Bring your family to the Southwood County YMCA and grow together while you play and live a healthier life. The Southwood County YMCA is here for you and your family with financing available. Stop in, take a tour, and learn about the many programs to help keep your family busy and healthy.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around in the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
You can also shoot her an email as well. And her email is communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
A network exchange for HR professionals, a really good topic, one that I don't see covered very often. That's going to be coming up. That sounds like a really important event.
Yeah, so we have a couple of different network exchanges over at the Chamber, and we run them quarterly. So we have one for HR, one for safety, and one for women professionals. So the one happening on August 13th is our network exchange for HR professionals. And it basically, it's for smaller businesses or businesses that don't necessarily have an HR department. So you can come and get some feedback, shoot around ideas, get some insight into some of those common HR issues that you're having within your company, you know, and so that way you don't have to go through like and hire an HR professional.
Right.
Especially if you're somebody that wears multiple hats in your company,
yes.
This is a really great one to go to. So again, it's on August 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's going to be at the bank account in Rudolph. So the speaker, Becky Gorse, she'll be talking about the Spectrum Benefits Solutions of Central Wisconsin and covering all those things that entail those benefits and how to integrate those into your company so that you can have better benefits for your employees.
Yeah.
Smaller businesses out there, would, I think this is a really perfect for them, mm-hmm. too. And again, another way of showing how you're looking out for them and trying to help those small businesses out there. And it, whether it is an issue that you have had or one you just want to avoid, it's a great idea to be doing this. That sounds like a really good one to have.
You know, and then you're also surrounded by other HR professionals in the area that are kind of like familiar with some of the common issues that this area has. So really great advice, and you can make great connections there. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend attending one if you have like an HR role in your company, and then make contacts. So that way, when something does happen in the future, you can call that buddy back up again and be like, hey, I met you at Network Exchange. I have an issue. Can you help?
Those are connections that you love to have. Hopefully you don't have to use them, but they're good to have. And a great opportunity to do that, doing other networking. You never know what other things will come up in conversation. Yeah. And that's a great one. When is that again?
August 13th. Hmm.
Do you have to register for that event?
Yes. Registration closes August 6th. So it's free for members. And then I think there's like a $10 fee for non-members. And we will also be providing lunch that day.
Very cool. If people want to register, how can they do that?
They can visit our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call, and we'll add you to the registration list at 715-423-1830.
Be sure to spread the word about that one, too, everybody. That's one that I would want every small business owner to know about. Rendezvous in the Park coming up August 20th at beautiful Riverside Park in Nakusa. Yeah. Touched on this before. Another event that has really gotten stronger over the last couple of years and more attended in a beautiful location. I love that spot.
Yeah. So Rendezvous in the Park happens August 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the Riverside Park in Nakusa. And I really love this one because it's just right there by the river, you know.
Yeah.
And I see so many people coming out to it and enjoying the music and the food that we have out there. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. So this week we have our sponsors, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Mid-State Technical College, and the Nakusa Lions Club. And I don't know if you know, but whenever Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa sponsors one of ours and they set up a little booth, they usually have rewards placed. Mm-hmm. So there's probably going to be a high attendance out there this week for that one. Yeah. Everybody's probably going to stop by and try to get some rewards play or spin their wheel or whatever game they have down
there. That's going to be a busy booth. That's going to be a busy one right there. It's going to be a good time, too.
Yeah. Along with Mid-State Technical College, I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff that they've had on their
tables
lately.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love our friends over at MSTC. And the Nakusa Lions Club is going to be down there. Cool.
Yeah, that's and they're cool. also going to be providing the food, too. And I don't know if I've been down there before when they've had they were the
I haven't
food
gotten
option.
To try it yet, but I've heard great things. And I know they're great people over there. They're really cool people at the Lions Club. And that's great that they're doing, that they're going to be not only a booth, but the food down there. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Great entertainment. One of my favorite entertainers this area has, Mr. Ben Shatek, going to be down there. That's cool. And a real big thank you to the season sponsors.
Yep. Our season sponsors this year is The Spot by Jacoby and the City of Nakusa. I tip my hat to the City of Nakusa because they have been very actively, you know, helpful to us this year and really growing our relationship with them. And then The Spot by Jacoby, they're doing great things over there as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's something that is... I think so just invigorating and so cool to see communities doing these things and taking it on themselves to like, we're going to make our community better. We're going to make it stronger. And a lot of this is being done because we're working together, town and town working together, city and city working together. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of that, and that's really cool. That's fantastic. Yeah. Also, before we let you go, promise, I did want to talk a little bit about the ACE Leadership Program.
Okay.
You guys are, I believe you're accepting applications. Those are open now?
Yep. So we're accepting applications for the 2025-2026 program year. So this program kicks off in October and runs for 8 months through April. And so the group meets once a month, and normally it's people that are, you know, looking to develop their leadership skills or grow their leadership skills, or people that are looking to network with other leaders in the area. Anybody that is like freshly entering a leadership role, if they just moved into a supervisory position, and anybody that's, you know, new to the area. So if they moved into town here and got a job, like say at one of the companies in the area, it's really great for them to consider going through this program, because you'll make connections and then learn about the community and all the different sectors that make Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids. So we meet like every once a month and we cover different areas like economic development, government services, nonprofit, manufacturing, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, through these different days, you'll, you know, gain impactful leadership skills, broaden your business and community network, and engage in hands-on community experiences while, you know, exploring a variety of community roles to, you know, further develop and enhance your leadership skills. Plus, once you complete the program, you earn one credit for the leadership course over at Mid-State Technical
College. That's so
cool. Yeah,
such a cool little, a real tip of the hat to Mid-State and adding that on to this and everything.
Yeah.
And the idea of that was also a tip of the hat. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And spacing is limited. I think we can go up to like 25 participants, and we've already received a couple of applications.
So I imagine,
If you're a business out there and you have somebody that you want to move into a leadership.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police has arrested a 28-year-old in the killings of an Arkansas couple in Devil's Den State Park. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Clinton and Kristen Brink were hiking with their two daughters, ages 7 and 9, about 170 miles northwest of Little Rock when they were fatally attacked. The sisters escaped to the visitor center unharmed.
South Korea, the latest country to reach a deal with the Trump administration before the president's higher tariffs kick in tomorrow. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Now it seems that we're settling at a 15% tariff rate with some, I would say, hazy details on how those countries will be investing in the United States, different for each country.
An 8-year-old and his mother among at least 7 people killed in a Russian drone and missile attack on Kyiv. The BBC's Jonathan Beale is in the Ukrainian capital.
More than 300 drones were fired, 8 missiles, most of those shot down by Ukraine's air defenses.
CBS News Brief.